In Stowers v. State, 2024, ARC App 216, the Arkansas Court of Appeals affirmed an order that denied a minor defendant's motion to transfer from the adult to juvenile divisions of circuit. The opinion further affirmed, "This statement is significant in rejecting an argument to lack of the trial court's jurisdiction because of a delay in the hearing, but it found favor with defendant's argument to lack of jurisdiction to consider misdemeanor charges under ARC Code and Section 927.318. Judge Hickson wrote, quote, "On October 7, 2020, appellant Baxter Stowers was charged in the Criminal Division of Circuit Court with first-degree murder, a Class Y felony, aggravated residential burglary, a Class Y felony, criminal use of a prohibited weapon, a Class D felony, and possession of a handgun by a minor, a Class A misdemeanor. These offenses were allegedly committed on October 5, 2020, when Baxter was 17 years old and just 2 days shy of his 18th birthday. On February 16, 2022, Baxter filed a motion to transfer the case to the Juvenile Division of Circuit Court. After a hearing held on July 31, 2023, the trial court entered an order denying Baxter's motion to transfer, making written findings in support of its decision. Baxter now appeals from the order denying his motion to transfer to juvenile court. On appeal, Baxter argues that the trial court's denial of his motion to transfer was clearly erroneous. We affirm in part and reverse and dismiss in part." End of quote. Jurisdictional challenge. The Court of Appeals rejected arguments that a delay precluded jurisdiction below when it noted, quote, "The applicable statute at that time was ARC Code and Section 927.318(b)(2), replacement 1991, which provided that the circuit court shall hold a hearing within 90 days of the filing of charges to determine whether to retain jurisdiction of the juvenile in circuit court. We disagree with Baxter's claim that the timeliness of the transfer hearing compels reversal. Baxter was charged with the offenses on October 7, 2020. 1 year and 4 months later, on February 16, 2022, Baxter filed a motion to transfer to juvenile court and included a request for EJJ designation, and he requested a hearing within 90 days. On May 10, Baxter filed petitions for fitness to proceed and criminal responsibility examinations. Baxter's motion for these examinations was granted the next day, and these evaluations were completed and presented to the trial court on November 18 and 21, 2022, at which time Baxter was already 20 years old. Baxter filed numerous motions for continuances throughout the proceedings, including a motion for continuance on February 10, 2023, which was granted by the trial court. On July 25, 2023, which was 6 days before the transfer hearing, Baxter filed a supplemental affidavit in support of his motion for juvenile transfer, attaching Brooke Digby's affidavit. Baxter never made any written objection to the trial court's holding the transfer hearing outside the statutory 90-day period, nor did he raise any such objection at the hearing itself. At the hearing, Baxter presented arguments on the 10 statutory factors, but made no argument regarding the timeliness of the hearing. For the reasons stated herein, we conclude that the scheduling of Baxter's transfer hearing beyond 90 days did not deprive the trial court of jurisdiction to hold the hearing, nor does the timing of the hearing entitle Baxter to reversal of the trial court's order denying the transfer. Our Supreme Court has held that a juvenile may be tried as an adult solely because of the serious and violent nature of the offense. There was evidence presented to the trial court showing that Baxter shot the victim 6 times in the head, causing the victim's death. This is the epitome of serious and violent and would have, alone, justified denying the transfer to juvenile court regardless of when the transfer hearing had taken place. Reversal of conviction of misdemeanor. Although we affirm the denial of the motion to transfer as to Baxter's felony charges, we must dismiss the misdemeanor possession of a handgun by a minor that Baxter was charged with in the Criminal Division of Circuit Court. We address this issue in JAC v. State, 2013 ARC App 496 at 3-4, where we held Arkansas Code Annotated Section 927.318(c)(1) provides that a prosecuting attorney may charge a juvenile in either the juvenile or criminal division of circuit court when a case involves a juvenile at least 16 years old, when he or she engages in conduct that, if committed by an adult, would be any felony. The prosecutor did not have discretion to file the misdemeanor charges in the criminal division of circuit court. Section 927.318(d) would allow for the misdemeanors to be charged in the criminal division only if a transfer was ordered after a hearing before the juvenile division of circuit court. This was not done. Because the circuit court never had jurisdiction of the two misdemeanor charges, they are dismissed without prejudice. See Butler v. State, 324 ARC 476. End of quote. The statute in issue, ARC Code and Section 927.318(g), notes the factors that the trial court may consider. Quote, 1. The seriousness of the alleged offense and whether the protection of society requires prosecution in the criminal division of circuit court. 2. Whether the alleged offense was committed in an aggressive, violent, premeditated, or willful manner. 3. Whether the offense was against a person or property, with greater weight being given to offenses against persons, especially if personal injury resulted. 4. The culpability of the juvenile, including the level of planning and participation in the alleged offense. 5. The previous history of the juvenile, including whether the juvenile had been adjudicated a juvenile offender, and if so, whether the offenses were against persons or property, and any other previous history of antisocial behavior or patterns of physical violence. 6. The sophistication or maturity of the juvenile as determined by consideration of the juvenile's home, environment, emotional attitude, pattern of living, or desire to be treated as an adult. 7. Whether there are facilities or programs available to the judge of the juvenile division of circuit court that are likely to rehabilitate the juvenile before the expiration of the juvenile's 21st birthday. 8. Whether the juvenile acted alone or was part of a group in the commission of the alleged offense. 9. Written reports and other materials relating to the juvenile's mental, physical, emotional, and social history. And 10. Any other factors deemed relevant by the judge. End of quote, end of decision.